This podcast is certified fresh. Freshmediaworks.com.
Hello, everyone. This is the 100 Word Stories podcast at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com, and I'm your host, Lawrence Simon. Usually you'll hear a 100 Word Story from me or from one of the regular guest contributors here, but it's Saturday, and on Saturdays we do this thing called the Weekly Challenge. That's where I post a topic, and you have a week to come up with a 100 Word Story based on that topic, and then something incredible happens. People listen to it. Anyway, this is the 52nd Weekly Challenge. It's been 1 year since I opened the doors and floodgates and welcomed y'all to Compete for Glory, and now refrigerator magnets. Thank you very much for participating, everyone, and keeping this going. You're keeping the spirit of creative writing alive, or just filling hard drives. We've made a few friends, spun a few tales, and had a good time of it here. And I think there's more good times to come. What you're hearing in the background is the music bed composed by Guy David at GuyDavid.com. The topic was selected by Tom of Footnote Podcast, the winner of last week, and it was cats.
Midnight and the kitties are sleeping.
It's going to be midnight until I get this done. Well, we only got 8 stories in this week, under not quite double digits, but oh well. We'll get back in the high life again soon, but they're good ones. They're good stories, and I think you're going to enjoy them. But which story goes first? I guess we just have to go by the winner of last week, and that's Planet Z. So everyone, are you ready for it? Well, here he is, the man of the hour, the crazy dude up there in the heavens, Planet Z.
While I'm at work, I can watch our cats on a set of webcams I've set up. Is there a cat in my chair? Is there a cat by the back window? Is there a cat playing with the pile of toys? When I get too busy to watch it real time, I go back to the archives. Sometimes I get an instant message from them, telling me what my own cats are doing. Our cats are internet famous, and they have groupies.
Thank you, Planet Z. The text from Planet Z's story, and everyone else's for that matter, can be found in the show notes. Where's the location? Why, it's podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. There's also links to homepages and podcasts that they're running, so you can check out all the other things that they do, other than this. Well, there were no rookies this week, but plenty of veterans coming back. I'm going to play them in the order that I received them. And first up to bat is Tom from the Footnote Podcast.
It was a very good year.
Hello, my people. This is Tom, and I want to wish this 100-word story challenge a happy birthday. I hope Lawrence takes you out for a drink, cigar, and a trip to the local brothel. Thank you for over 500 stories of wit, wisdom, and warmth. Here's to stinking us. Tonight's tale is Emer is Will. Her head dangled over the edge of the bed. That can't be comfortable. He pulled her legs and hips upward and back. Her eyes telegraphed question. He stared back firmly, allowing no room for doubt, an assurance he only acted on her behest. For one whole minute, she accepted this new position. Then, in nearly perceivable motion, she readjusted every muscle in her body. This action wasn't a matter of fine-tuning comfort. It was a means of reclaiming absolute supremacy, and clearly informed him it was not what she wanted. Sleeping with a cat is a battle of wills.
And now I think of my life as wine from fine older kegs. From the brim to the dregs, it poured sweet and clear. It was a very good year.
Thank you, Tom. It has been a very good year, and I will take the weekly challenge out to get drunked, wiped out on its ass, and completely geschlonkered. Next up to bat, we have Liana of Hodgepodge Point. Liana, it's been a good year. How do you feel about it?
Hey everyone, it's Liana from hodgepodgepoint.libsyn.com. I can't believe Lawrence has been doing this for a year. And I can't believe I've been doing it since July, so I'm not that far behind. For this week's challenge number 52, cats, which I don't have any of, which I'm allergic to, I have the following story. And it is called Helping the Stray, and this is a true story. A variety of creatures have hung around our house. Mice, chipmunks, birds, squirrels, raccoons, rabbits, ducks, and cats. One night during dinner on the couch, we spotted a fluffy gray visitor walking nearby. My hubby decided to feed the cat while the dogs and I watched from the window. He took his leftover piece of pork outside and called to the cat. When it refused, he chucked the meat, not trying to hit the cat, of course, but ended up scaring it off rather than helping. We occasionally reminisce about the newly named pork chop and a good deed gone wrong.
Thank you, Liana, although it's just the weekly challenge that's been around for a year. 100-Word Stories has been around for, well, almost 2 years. The anniversary for that is coming up May 31st. Mark your calendars. Well, let's see. We've got one more here, and it's by Sister Mary Edith. Now, she didn't record her own story, or at least I didn't get it. So, this is the last ever appearance of the midget. Come on, midget, get over here. Read this one aloud. Put all your heart into it, because this is the last one before we ship you back to Steve H. Graham, all right? Okay, here we go.
Cats come to harm on Curiosity Farm. Whiskers succumbed on Route 151. Kit felt the wrath of the birder's gun. Midnight froze up from a brown recluse bite. Tiger took on a raccoon in a fight. One year in spring, with the thawing of snow, we found Mrs. Mittens, where the nightshades grow. Max chased mice into the baler, otherwise known as the kitty detailer. Mean Mr. Blackie just never came back, though that spring back in town, all the kittens were black. Today we found Mitzi curled up in a log. Perhaps we should think about getting a dog.
Thank you, Sister Mary Edith. That's sort of the cat version of, I don't know, Edward Gorey, really. Titus was done in by a tree. You know, that kind of thing. Well, we've got an old friend coming back here. It's Rael from Elms in the Yard. I wonder if she could ever think of something that deals with cats. Oh, it's going to be such a challenge. Let's see what she's come up with.
Lucky Day by Rachel Jasko. For Lauren Simon's 100-word story challenge at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. This week's topic, cats. She walked to the park bench. Opening her bag, she took out two bowls, filling one with cat food and the other with water from the fountain. Then she sat down to wait. Ah, there he was, sleek, soft, and black, his silver collar glittering in the sunlight. Surely his people wouldn't mind the extra breakfast she gave him. Sure enough, he smelled the food and came over to her. She smiled as he rubbed her ankles and then fell to. Friday the 13th, and a black cat had crossed her path. This was going to be her lucky day. This has been a 100-word story for Lauren Simon's weekly challenge. I'm Rachel Jasko. Come see my cat pictures at elmsintheyard.blogspot.com.
Thank you, Rael. And I'm going to check those out in a minute here. What, Nardo? You want to see them? I think Nardo wants to see them. Yeah? You want to see kitty pictures? No, they're not of you. No, there are kitty cats over there.
Mm-hmm.
Nora just wanted to tell me something there. All right, fine. Hey, everybody. This is Lair. I want to admit that I made a mistake and I forgot to put in Terrence of Never Was, his story. So sorry about that, Terrence. I'm going to be editing this podcast and getting it in right now. So this is Terrence of the Never Was podcast. Here we go.
Hello, this is Terrence McLean of the Never Was podcast. This week on my podcast, I had my first segment of Ask the Boy. And next week is the last episode of Book 1 of Shadowhunter. You can find my podcast at www.mcleanweb.ca/neverwas. And now here is my entry into the 52nd weekly challenge, Cats. It had not taken Raoul's father long to settle in. He had managed to get the brimstone wholesale, and that had saved them a ton. Soon they had their first visitor, and it didn't take long for the place to start to fill up. Trouble started when the first furball showed up. On its own, it was only enough to upset Cerberus. But when the second one showed up, all hell broke loose. That was when Raoul's father decided to send the creature back. At the time, he thought 9 lives would be enough to keep the cats away.
Bye.
And there you go, another Raoul story from Terrence of the Never Was podcast. Check him out. Links are in the show notes at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. And now, hopefully you people haven't realized that I totally screwed up, and back to the original show as it was. You never heard anything. You never heard me make a mistake. Okay, here we go. Switching back to the track. Well, now is the time in the podcast when we come to the... Well, I'll just play the game music. Okay, that's enough of that. It's time for the Smiths. First up of the Banana Smiths is Tom. That's T-O-4-M, but the 4 is silent. What stuff has the purveyor of the Stuffcast come up with today?
Hello, this is Tom from Stuffcast, and here's my 100-word story for the week. This one's called Cats. At the breakfast table, Mildred set out the plates for the morning meal. As she sat down with everybody, Mildred felt a pang of emptiness. Although the family was eating away hungrily, no one spoke. Trying to ease her inner tension, she asked Alfred how his week had gone. He didn't say a word.
Did anyone else do anything interesting this week?
No one spoke.
You bastards! You're only coming to me when you want food. I give you food, and what do I get back? Nothing! God damn you all!
With all this yelling, the cats scattered from the kitchen.
You know, someone recently told me that my obsession on my cats was unhealthy. I've never felt healthier. Well, thank you, Tom. You can check out more of Tom from the Stuffcast and all that. Whew. Okay, one more Smith. No, two more. Two more Smiths. Oh, God, maybe there's 4 of them. Here we have the, let's see, Ted. Ted from Ted's podcast. Okay, Ted, let's hear it.
Good morning, and welcome to this week's 100-word challenge. This is Ted, and this is my submission, Cats. It didn't begin until later on in life. Oh, I'd say I was 27 or 28 before I really saw the beauty of the holidays. Easter, for instance. You take a plain, ordinary egg, dip it in a food color-based dye, and at once you have a beautiful creation. A few years back, when While my kids were doing the preparation for Easter morning, our cat Dingleberry jumped up onto the table, knocked over all the coloring crap, and walked away 9 different shades of Easter. Ever since, it's been a tradition in our family. And I know the cat loves it too.
Here, kitty, 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 kitty.
That's just wrong, but at least he's not nailing the cat to a cross. Whew. Okay, one more. Here we go. It's the big sister of the group. It's Patty. Patty the Smitty Gal. All right, Patty, let's hear your tale.
Hey everybody, Smitty Gal here, and I'm submitting my weekly challenge number 52 on the topic of cats. My story is, sometimes it's really hard to say goodbye. Grandpa John lived alone in Brooklyn with his beloved cat, Louis. When Louis died, Grandpa John wept and told us how he buried Louis in the park near his apartment. 8 months later, Grandpa John died. We flew to New York and hired a cleaning team to help clear out the apartment. They started in the kitchen. It wasn't long before we heard the frantic screams followed by the running feet and the slam of the front door. The refrigerator door was wide open. Inside, Louis was lying on the shelf. Apparently, Grandpa John couldn't say goodbye to Louis after all. And that's it, my 100-word story. And I hate to say it, but it's based on reality. See you next week.
Well, folks. Whew. Well, the midget wanted to read a story for y'all. It was a heartfelt. I looked through it. It was a heartfelt. It was beautiful. It was the most magnificent thing I've ever seen another person write. And I crumbled it up and threw it out. Screw that. Midget's out of here. He's gone. Let's hit it. Well, folks, that's it for the first anniversary show. 9 stories about cats. Thanks to everyone who sent in their stories this week to be a part of the weekly challenge. 1 year of weekly challenges under the belt, everyone. A whole bunch more above it. But which one was the best? Head over to podcasting.isfullofcrap.com and vote for your favorite ones from this week. Then when all the votes are in, the winner will go first in the 53rd weekly challenge, pick the topic for the 54th, and they win official 100-word stories podcast refrigerator magnets. Also, the winner of this week's weekly challenge gets my $50 gift certificate to geeklabel.com. There's more to do at the website than just vote. You can check out show notes, links to everyone who sent in a story this week, and the text of those stories in case you can't understand what the hell we're saying. There is also archives of my very own 100-word stories up there, over 1,000 episodes in all. Do you like writing 100-word stories? Try out 100words.com. You need to subscribe to the feed. There's lots of links to various directories and podcatchers on the site, including one-click options for iTunes and the awesome Podcast Ready site. And the Pickle Player is in the hizzle. It's right up there in the top. I redesigned the top banner. Do you like? Oh, and as I mentioned before, the music theme, Guy David of GuyDavid.com. We'll be back tomorrow with another thrilling adventure of, well, the wacky adventures of Abraham Lincoln. And next week, the next weekly challenge, starring you. I'll post the theme of the next weekly challenge in a little bit. Until then, I'm heading back to Matsahenge. Thanks for listening, and as always, keep it brief. Closing.